Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's August 10th, 2010. I'm going to talk about how the line has been crossed regarding the United States of America before God. And through the scriptures, we can see that the time comes when enough is enough from God's perspective. And this is what I'm appealing tonight, is that people look at the scriptural fact, how God deals with mankind, with nations, with the whole earth, and with the great flood during the days of Noah. The wickedness was so evil. The thoughts of their minds was only evil continually. The rebellion was so great that they sought to build a tower into the heavens, making a name for themselves, and they were abusing what God had given mankind, being created in the image and likeness of God, and being told to subdue the earth, take care for the earth, that men without God sought to be God. The gross wickedness was so severe that God spoke to Noah. God warned Noah about things that were not seen as yet. And he moved with fear and prepared an ark to the saving of his house. That's Hebrews 11:7. God hasn't changed, ladies and gentlemen. We proceed to see evil nations in the earth. They're so corrupt. Classic example is Sodom and Gomorrah. And its sins are made clear in the scripture, recorded. So we'd learn and not do the same sins. God had a just man in Sodom and Gomorrah named Lot. He loved God and he was grieved by the ways of that land. He was offended by the evil. And there's a big difference between Lot's wife and Lot that we need to consider in these days. There came a time when the line was crossed with Sodom and Gomorrah, and God sought to destroy it and burn it with fire. And even with God's covenant people, Israel and Judah, God gave them a covenant. He loved them, cared for them, like a garden, like a vineyard. He cared for it, planted it, fed it, put a hedge about it. And when God came to see the goodly fruit, he found it was perverse fruit. And he was so offended. What else could I have done? How horrible. I came to see a good vineyard and it's corrupt. And God sought to destroy and judge that land as they had gone astray from him, taking other gods, having false prophets with a false word. The priests and the prophets had forsaken the Lord, not raised the children to love the Lord, and the children had been corruptors, not knowing God, not knowing his teachings. And they became worldly, with no distinction between them and the foreign lands that worshipped gods of gold and silver, of wood and stone, and worshipped the hosts of heaven. Every imaginable thing would men worship except God himself. First, God's broken from his heart because he's loving and he's kind through the generations. He's patient. He's slow to wrath. But he's so disrespected. He's a king. He's a father. And men shake their fists in his face. They spit at him. They have these ridiculous speeches against him and deny him and deny his gift of Jesus Christ that died on a cross. And the wisdom of God chose to confound the wisdom of men by the cross. And men, professing themselves to be wise, became fools and started worshiping the host of heaven in God's creation rather than the creator. Comes a time when the line is crossed. It was so with Noah's day, with the earth, the wicked. It was so with Sodom and Gomorrah. It was so with Israel and Judah when God had spoke to them over and over through the prophets. To the true prophets, they would murder them, they would kill them, they would mock them. They would reject the voice of the Father. Nothing's new under the sun. Today we have a nation, the United States of America, that's marked by God. Great, severe judgments. Because unto whom much is given, much is required. That's Jesus' words. The people have not learned from the erring ways of Judah, Israel, in the Bible. The people have not learned from the ways of nations that have fallen, been destroyed, and have been completely obliterated and are no longer in the earth. People stand up for animal rights. People stand up for racial rights. But where are the rights for God? Who will stand up for God and his offense? How he's been offended? Through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord would ask, "Shall I not visit these things of these nations? Shall I not be avenged?" The line is crossed for the United States of America, and this has been the witness of the Spirit of God through his servants, the prophets, through his ministries, through his watchmen. But just as it was in the days of Jeremiah, for the most part, the pastors, the shepherds, have not sought the Lord. How they were increased with goods and became worldly, not leading the sheep to love the Lord, to be prepared for his coming, to walk in his fear and respect and love. And the false prophets promised lies that they did not have to turn from their wicked ways, promising them life. And they made sad the heart of the righteous, who the Lord did not make sad. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed also the heart hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. They were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush before. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. I'm struck by the indifference that people have towards the feelings of God. A man can know what his wife is upset about. A woman can know the frustrations of her husband. But how can the people of God not know God's feelings? His wrath. His hurt. This is a time to seek the Lord. For as it is written in the prophets Ezekiel and Jeremiah, when judgment was coming, God said, "I don't care if it's Job, Jonah, Samuel, Moses. They wouldn't deliver their children from this judgment, but only their own soul." And this is the witness that I'm sharing with you tonight. This is a time to recognize that God is literally standing up to judge, that his judgments are in the land. His sword is upon Babylon. His sword is upon the waters, upon the food supply, upon the rulers, the princes that are corrupt, that have taken bribes, executed policy for their own selfish interests, and the interests of the secret ones, the rich men. They lie. They steal. They murder. Behind closed doors. And it's a conspiracy where two or more have gathered together in secret to break the law. And people do not even perceive how they've been sold out for nothing. The line has been crossed, ladies and gentlemen, and it's now time you and me as an individual come to the Lord our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, and repent in godly sorrow and seek His face. Seek Him. Listen to Him. Turn from our wicked ways. Call upon Him while He's near. And the Lord will abundantly pardon and wash and clean, and He gives eternal life. It's a gift, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace are you saved. But there have men that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, that anything goes. They mocked the Lord, and God is not to be mocked. People have thought the United States of America was like the Titanic, oblivious to judgment, oblivious to destruction, oblivious to harm. The signs are everywhere. The liberties are being removed one by one. Policies of control are being exacted upon the people. And a cabal of secret men that have that same spirit of Satan that seeks to govern the whole world. A big idea, a new world order, they are bringing to pass in our day. And this is why you, as a repenting one, seeking the Lord, need to recognize the times. Because a line has been crossed for the United States of America. It will not be withheld. And the Lord has said to Jeremiah, and three times, Jeremiah 7, 11, and chapter 14, do not pray for these people. I will not hear. God will not stop His holy wrath from being poured out upon this nation. It praises Him. It is righteous. It is glorious. This is why we need to be about our Father's business, our Father's kingdom. We need to salute Him as our Lord, as our Master, and stop whitewashing the sins and evil deeds of your nation. It's an offense. This nation has murdered the innocent blood. This nation has murdered people that have stood up for the truth. The political leaders are taking bribes, violating the foundational laws of the country that were aimed to protect the people. This nation has forsaken God and taken on other gods. This nation, a nation of lawmakers, is lawless. In recent days, a representative that was uncovered that he was taking monies illegally. And the president of the United States, Obama, at this time, said that he should resign in dignity, thus revealing his heart, his mind, that people that violate their law, they should just go away. Ladies and gentlemen, the good news is about the coming of Jesus Christ is that He's a righteous Lord, a righteous kingdom, and He will thoroughly execute judgment in equity and fairness. He's coming to right the wrong. He's coming to destroy the wicked. He's coming to judge those that have hated Him and harmed people. And there will be peace established through His kingdom, His rule, and it will have no end. God is visiting. Do you recognize the time of your visitation? And give your life to the Lord. Whether you live under the Lord. Whether you die under the Lord. But it is the Lord.